You guys ever been lost in a store before? Has that ever happened to you? Yeah? Happened to me, you know, growing up too, and you know, it's scary, especially when it happens the first time. Right? You know, I remember being at a clothing department store with my grandmother, my mom, and they were looking at dresses, and I wanted to be where the Legos were. This is boring, right? So, yeah, I remember I just was like, okay, they seem to be busy and occupied. You know, I'm going to go to the Lego section. Had some fun there, figure out, okay, you know, how much money I needed to save up, you know, to get what I wanted. And then I went back to the clothing part, and where'd they go? You know, they're not there, you know. I thought they'd be there for a while. So then, you know, then I'm trying to look around, and you know, everything is better. I'm just gonna tell you, everything's better when you're taller, you know, because when you're looking at things from this height, you know, you're just like, I can't see anything, right? It's just it's awful, you know. Your point of view is so low. So you know, I'm not freaking out or anything, but still wondering where they are. And then finally, when I find them, you know, right, it's such a relief. You know, it's such a relief to see them. Oh, there you are, you know. You didn't leave without me, right? You know, I'm able to be with those whom I love. Jesus today shared the message about how it is that we are called to be his disciples. And one of the very things he makes very clear is that in order to, for others to make sure that we are recognized as the disciples of Jesus, is if we have love for one another. And this love is not something that is just about the feel goods. This love is about something that endures and that is very, very good. How many here know that your parents love you? From our first communicants. We have a 90%. Cut it, Father. Stop it. Okay. So yeah. So okay. So you do. You don't. Right. It does remind me. I don't remember what exactly I wrote, but I remember the reaction. You know, it was something like, I think I was in second grade, third grade or something, and I was supposed to write something about, I don't know, family life or what I enjoyed about my parents. And then my parents wanted to preview what I had written. It's probably a good thing, right? You know. So then they took a look at it, and then my mom started crying, and I was like, "What? What's the matter?" You know. And apparently, I don't know. I was writing that I appreciated her for. I think what it was is I appreciate the fact that she, you know, was trying to teach me to do the right things, even though I didn't, you know, didn't like it, or you know, it didn't make sense to me. But you know, I knew that she had good for me. You know, and so it's not always the case, right? You know, when you're following your parents, you know, that's all about hugs and, you know, whatever it is that you want, you know, all the you know, macaroni and cheese and chicken nuggets that you can have, you know, no to vegetables, right? You know, you know that's not the case. You got to eat the good stuff too, right? The good stuff meaning the vegetables, good for your body, not for your taste buds. So, you know, you have that, right? And you're like thinking, okay, like I don't like those things, but, you know, my parents love me. And so that's the same way, right? That we are called to love, that it's not always about the feel goods, but it's about keeping what is good for us in the long run. And so Jesus, one of the beautiful things that we celebrate today, right, First Communion, Jesus gives himself entirely to us in the Holy Eucharist. And so the Holy Eucharist, Holy Communion, that which you're going to receive. So what is that? What is that exactly? If someone asks you, what are you receiving today? And you say, well, it's First Communion. And what's that? What would you say? What would you say you're receiving? Yeah.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ, right. The body of Christ, yeah. Now, and that's his actual body, right? That's his actual body, which is crazy, crazy stuff. But that is exactly how Jesus wants to make sure that we know his love. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, like I said before, like, you know, if you ever get lost and you lose your parents and you're like, oh my gosh, like, you know, your whole world crumbles because you don't have that security, right? You know, when your parents are around, it's great. You know, they don't have to do anything. They don't have to say anything. Just them being there is enough for you to feel that love. And so Jesus, to make sure that we have that experience, that we have that encounter, to make sure that he is always in our presence, gives himself to us in the Holy Eucharist. You know, where Jesus says, you know, it's not like all you have for me is just a picture, right? Like we have statues, we have icons, we have those beautiful things that remind us of him. But Jesus says, I'm going to do you one better. I'm going to give you my entire self. I'm going to give you everything that I have. That's how much I love you. And so Jesus Christ, you know, when we come forward to receive him in Holy Communion, there's nothing that Jesus is holding back. Some of the Eucharistic miracles that have been recorded throughout history tell us exactly what it is that we are receiving of Jesus. You know, so we're thinking, you know, am I receiving his head? Am I receiving his teeth? Like what am I receiving? Because it's his flesh, right? It's blood. So what exactly is it? And beautiful thing, throughout Eucharistic miracles, it tells us that what we receive in the Eucharist is his heart. It's his heart. It's located in the left ventricle, you know, of his heart. You know, through the Eucharistic miracles, they verified that Jesus' blood type was AB. They verify that he had endured much suffering. You know, so it was amazing how they were able to analyze the proteins and everything that's found in the blood. And so, wow! So that's what Jesus gives us. You know, he just doesn't say, you know, here's my finger, because, you know, that's good enough for you, right? You know, he says, I give you my heart. I give you my heart because that's how much I love you. That's how much I want you to be closely united to me. So we rejoice on this day that you are able to receive him. This day, every Sunday, every other day that you come, and how much that you will not feel alone. Because Jesus is here with us. He's here to sustain us, to give us his grace, not just a symbol, but his love.